Have you ever wondered why some people remain calm while others crumble under pressure? Why some minds spiral in chaos while others stay clear, focused, and confident even in the hardest moments? The difference is not luck. It's not talent. It's not some secret gift they were born with. The real difference is how they train their mind to think. Calmness is not weakness. Calmness is power under control. It's your greatest competitive advantage in a noisy, chaotic world. In this audiobook, you're about to learn the proven strategies used by the world's most resilient thinkers, leaders, and high performers to stay calm, think smart, and make better decisions, even when life feels overwhelming. If you want to reclaim your mental clarity, if you want to stop overreacting and start responding wisely, if you want to protect your peace and sharpen your thinking, then listen carefully because what you're about to learn has the power to change not just how you think, but how you live. Stay calm. Think smart. Let's begin. Chapter 1. Why Calm Minds Win: The Psychology Behind Staying Calm. Introduction. The Power of Calmness in a World of Chaos. We live in a fast-paced, chaotic world where emotional reactions often dominate logical thinking. In this environment, staying calm isn't just a trait, it's a powerful strategy. The ability to maintain inner peace amidst external pressure separates successful individuals from those who constantly struggle. In this first chapter, we will explore the psychology behind staying calm and why calm minds consistently make better decisions and lead more fulfilling lives. The biology of calmness: how your brain reacts under stress. To understand why calm minds win, we must first understand the brain's natural responses. When you encounter a stressful situation, your brain activates the amygdala, the part responsible for your fight or flight response. This ancient survival mechanism floods your body with stress hormones like cortisol and adrenaline, preparing you to either fight or flee. While this response might have saved our ancestors from predators, it often harms us today. Most modern problems, relationship conflicts, job pressure, financial worries, aren't life-threatening, yet our brain reacts as if they are. This overreaction clouds judgment, leads to impulsive decisions, and blocks clear rational thinking. The prefrontal cortex, the rational, decision-making part of your brain, functions best when you're calm. Under stress, it shuts down, allowing emotions to hijack your behavior. A calm mind keeps the prefrontal cortex engaged, enabling you to think critically, analyze situations, and make smarter choices. Emotions versus logic, the eternal battle within. Imagine two people faced with the same setback, losing their job. The first reacts emotionally, panic, anger, blame. They lash out, burn bridges, and spiral into anxiety. The second person remains calm. They assess their options, update their resume, leverage their network, and approach the challenge methodically. A year later, one remains stuck, the other thrives. This difference isn't luck or intelligence, it's emotional control. Calm minds allow logic to lead, while reactive minds let emotions take the wheel. The calmer you are, the less likely you are to make decisions you'll later regret. The psychology behind calm decision-making. Psychologists call this ability emotional regulation. It's the skill of recognizing your emotions without letting them dictate your actions. Emotionally intelligent people know how to pause, breathe, and observe their feelings without being overwhelmed by them. Studies show that individuals who can regulate their emotions perform better in nearly every area of life: career, relationships, health, and leadership. They exhibit patience, resilience, and clarity, which leads to more thoughtful decisions and greater long-term success. Being calm doesn't mean being passive or indifferent. It means mastering the space between stimulus and response. In that space, you regain control, consider your values, and act wisely rather than impulsively. Why calm minds? See solutions where others see problems. Calmness expands perception. When your mind is calm, you can zoom out, see the bigger picture, and recognize opportunities hidden within challenges. Reactive minds focus on immediate threats. Calm minds search for long-term solutions. Consider how leaders manage crises. Successful leaders remain calm not because they're fearless, but because they know fear clouds judgment. By staying composed, they inspire confidence, think creatively, and lead effectively. Their calm demeanor creates calm in others, allowing teams to function more efficiently. The ripple effect of calmness in your life. Calmness isn't just internal. It influences your entire environment. When you're calm, people trust you more. They seek your advice, follow your lead, and respect your presence. Calmness attracts opportunities because people associate it with wisdom, strength, and reliability. In contrast, those who are reactive often repel support. They seem unstable, unpredictable, and unreliable. Over time, calm individuals build stronger relationships, better reputations, and more sustainable success. The myth: calmness is born, not built. Some believe calmness is a personality trait. You either have it or you don't. This is a myth. Calmness is a skill, and like any skill, it can be developed through practice. Breathing techniques, mindfulness, meditation, reframing thoughts, and deliberate pauses are tools anyone can learn to cultivate calmness. The calmest people you know weren't born that way. They trained themselves, often through hardship, to master their emotions and think smartly under pressure. Real life example: how calm minds change outcomes. Consider the story of a pilot who lands a damaged plane safely against all odds. In interviews, such individuals often say the same thing: I stayed calm and focused on what needed to be done. Panic would have led to disaster. Calm led to survival. The same applies to your life. Whether it's a job interview, a relationship argument, or a financial crisis, staying calm will help you navigate the storm and find the safest path forward. Conclusion: calmness is your superpower. Calmness isn't weakness. It's mastery. It's the hidden strength behind the greatest achievements and the clearest minds. By staying calm, you keep your mental faculties sharp, your emotions in check, and your decisions aligned with your highest goals. In a world where many react, be the one who responds, with calm, clarity, and confidence. Chapter 2: The Science of Overthinking, How to Break the Cycle. Why overthinking is your enemy, not your friend. Have you ever found yourself stuck in a mental loop, replaying a conversation, decision, or problem over and over again without finding a solution? That's overthinking. It feels like you're working toward clarity, but in reality, you're sinking deeper into confusion. Overthinking is a silent killer of peace, progress, and smart decisions. It makes small problems look big, and simple choices feel overwhelming. In this chapter, we'll explore the science behind overthinking and provide practical strategies to break free from its grip. What is overthinking? A psychological trap. Overthinking isn't just thinking too much. It's an exhausting mental habit where you dwell on possibilities, mistakes, and outcomes without moving toward resolution. Psychologists call this rumination. It's like being trapped on a mental treadmill, burning energy but going nowhere. Overthinking stems from fear. Fear of making the wrong choice, fear of missing out, fear of failure, fear of judgment. Instead of acting, the mind gets stuck, analyzing every angle, trying to predict and control outcomes that are often beyond your reach. When overthinking takes over, your brain becomes hyperactive in areas linked to anxiety, particularly the amygdala and the prefrontal cortex. This leads to analysis paralysis, where decisions feel impossible, and even minor choices drain your energy. The neuroscience behind overthinking. When you overthink, your brain enters a feedback loop. You generate thoughts. Those thoughts trigger emotions. Those emotions fuel more thoughts. Over time, this loop strengthens neural pathways that make overthinking a default behavior. The more you overthink, the more your brain trains itself to repeat the cycle. Cognitive scientists have found that people who overthink experience higher cortisol levels, the stress hormone. This keeps your body in a state of tension, harms sleep, weakens your immune system, and reduces your ability to think creatively. Essentially, overthinking not only clouds your mind, but also sabotages your health. Why? Overthinking feels logical, but isn't. Many people believe overthinking is a sign of intelligence or carefulness. They think it shows depth or thoroughness. The truth? Overthinking is mental noise disguised as productivity. It gives the illusion of control while stealing your peace. Smart decisions require clarity, not mental clutter. Calm, focused thinking leads to action. Overthinking leads to exhaustion, doubt, and regret over wasted time. Imagine standing at a crossroads. The overthinker will pace back and forth, analyzing every possible route until days pass and the opportunity fades. The calm thinker will evaluate, decide, and move forward. Mistakes can be corrected. Stagnation cannot. The common triggers of overthinking. To break the habit, first recognize what sparks it. Overthinking often begins with uncertainty. Not knowing what will happen fuels endless scenarios. Perfectionism. The desire to get things just right leads to fear of making a wrong move. Past regrets. Reliving old mistakes creates hesitation in the present. Comparison. Measuring yourself against others leads to self-doubt and rumination. Fear of judgment. Worrying about others' opinions traps you in indecision. By identifying your triggers, you can start reclaiming control over your thoughts. How overthinking destroys smart thinking. Overthinking disconnects you from the present moment, the only place where action happens. It turns simple tasks into mountains and opportunities into threats. It fuels anxiety, delays progress, and erodes confidence. Worst of all, it wastes precious mental energy that could be used for growth, learning, and creating solutions. Imagine trying to write a letter with a shaky hand. Overthinking is the mental equivalent. Calmness steadies the hand. Overthinking blurs the words. Breaking the overthinking cycle, practical techniques. Fortunately, overthinking isn't permanent. It's a habit, and habits can be broken. Here's how. 1. Name it to tame it. When you catch yourself spiraling, say it aloud, "I'm overthinking." This awareness weakens its grip and shifts your brain toward problem solving. 2. Set time limits on decisions. Give yourself deadlines. Whether it's choosing a restaurant or a career move, decide within a set time. Trust your choice and move forward. Clarity comes from action, not more thinking. 3. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness grounds you in the present. Focus on your breath, body sensations, or surroundings. It breaks the mental loop and brings you back to reality where solutions live. 4. Shift from what if to what is. Instead of imagining endless possibilities, focus on facts. Ask, "What is true right now? What can I control?" This narrows your focus to actionable steps. 5. Reframe mistakes as lessons. Fear of error fuels overthinking. Redefine mistakes as feedback. Every decision teaches you something valuable. Perfection isn't required. Progress is. 6. Limit information intake. Too much information overwhelms the brain and invites overthinking. Simplify. Gather what you need, then act. More data rarely leads to better choices. It often leads to more doubt. 7. Take physical action. Move your body. Walk, exercise, clean. Physical action disrupts mental loops and releases tension. Motion creates momentum both physically and mentally. Real-life example: how action beats overthinking. Consider someone who wants to start a business. The overthinker spends months researching, doubting, and questioning every move. They seek endless advice, but never start. Meanwhile, another person launches with a simple plan, learns through experience, and adjusts along the way. A year later, one is still thinking, the other is thriving. The lesson? Action creates clarity. Overthinking creates confusion. The power of calm, decisive action. Calmness doesn't mean ignoring risks. It means evaluating them efficiently. It means trusting your ability to adapt, learn, and correct course. Overthinking traps you in fear of the future. Calm action frees you to shape it. Train your mind to value momentum over mental loops. Ask, what's the next small step I can take? Then take it. Each step dissolves doubt and builds confidence. Conclusion: from overthinking to smart thinking. Overthinking is a habit of the anxious mind. Calmness is a skill of the focused mind. Break the cycle by choosing awareness, mindfulness, and action over rumination. Your life will expand in proportion to your ability to think clearly and move decisively. Chapter 3: Emotional Triggers. How to recognize and neutralize them. Introduction: the hidden forces that control your reactions. Everyone has emotional triggers. These are moments, words, behaviors, or situations that spark a powerful emotional reaction, often out of proportion to the event itself. Triggers bypass logic and ignite intense feelings: anger, sadness, fear, shame, within seconds. Recognizing and neutralizing your triggers is a critical skill for staying calm and thinking smart. In this chapter, we will uncover how emotional triggers control your mind and how to reclaim your power. What are emotional triggers? An emotional trigger is any external stimulus, an action, a word, a tone of voice, a look, that causes a sudden, often overwhelming, emotional reaction. These reactions aren't random. They're tied to past experiences, unresolved pain, or deep insecurities. When triggered, your body reacts with the same intensity as it did during the original hurtful experience, even if today's situation is minor. For example, criticism might trigger someone who grew up feeling judged. A dismissive tone might provoke anger in someone who felt ignored as a child. These responses are automatic until you learn to recognize and manage them. The psychology behind triggers. Triggers live in your subconscious mind. They are patterns programmed by repeated emotional experiences, especially those from childhood. When triggered, your brain releases stress hormones, preparing you for a perceived threat, real or imagined. This shifts you into reactive mode. You speak without thinking, act without clarity, and regret it later. Neuroscience shows that triggers hijack the amygdala, reducing access to your logical brain, the prefrontal cortex. This is why triggered people say things like, "I don't know why I reacted that way." It's because they weren't in control. Their unresolved emotions were. Common emotional triggers. Though triggers are deeply personal, common ones include criticism, feeling judged, rejected, or misunderstood, failure, fear of inadequacy or repeating past mistakes, abandonment, feeling ignored, excluded, or unimportant, control, feeling manipulated, powerless, or forced, disrespect, feeling devalued, overlooked, or humiliated, uncertainty, fear of the unknown or change. Identifying your personal triggers is the first step to mastering them. How triggers hijack. Calm thinking. Triggers push you into survival mode. Your rational thinking shuts down. Your emotions take over, Small incidents become big problems because your brain links them to unresolved emotional wounds. This leads to overreactions, rash decisions, damaged relationships, mental exhaustion, regret and guilt afterward. Staying calm requires recognizing these patterns before they control you. Signs you've been triggered. It's not always obvious when you're triggered. Watch for these signs. A sudden surge of intense emotion, defensive or aggressive thoughts, physical reactions, clenched jaw, racing heart, tight chest, a strong desire to withdraw, argue, or retaliate, a mental loop replaying what just happened. When you notice these signs, pause. Awareness is your first defense. How to identify your triggers. 1. Reflect on past reactions. Think of moments when you overreacted. What was said? Who was involved? How did you feel? Patterns will emerge. These are your triggers. 2. Notice repeated emotional themes. Do certain situations consistently make you feel small, angry, anxious, or sad? These emotional themes reveal deeper wounds tied to your triggers. 3. Examine your inner narrative. What story do you tell yourself when triggered? I'm not good enough. They don't respect me. I'm always overlooked. These beliefs feed your reactions. How to neutralize your triggers. You can't control the world, but you can control how you respond to it. Here's how to take your power back. 1. Pause before reacting. When triggered, resist the urge to respond immediately. Take deep breaths. Create space between the trigger and your reaction. Calmness returns when you interrupt the automatic response. 2. Label the emotion. Naming your emotion reduces its intensity. Say, "I feel disrespected," or "I feel anxious." This shifts your brain from emotional to analytical mode, restoring clarity. 3. Question your story. Ask yourself, is this reaction based on facts or fear? Is this about now or the past? Often, your mind creates exaggerated stories. Challenging them weakens the trigger's power. 4. Reframe the trigger. Instead of seeing criticism as an attack, view it as feedback. Instead of seeing rejection as proof of unworthiness, see it as redirection. Change the lens. Change your reaction. 5. Heal the root cause. Triggers reveal wounds that need healing. Therapy, journaling, and self-reflection can help you process past pain. Healing reduces sensitivity to future triggers. 6. Practice emotional detachment. Not every comment deserves your energy. Learn to observe without absorbing. This detachment isn't cold. It's wise. It protects your peace and sharpens your thinking. Real-life example: mastering triggers in action. Consider a leader who receives harsh criticism during a meeting. A triggered leader might lash out defensively or shut down. A calm leader pauses, breathes, and asks clarifying questions. They extract useful feedback and ignore the unnecessary harshness. By controlling the reaction, they retain authority, earn respect, and improve their work. The difference isn't in the trigger, it's in the response. Building emotional resilience over time. Mastering your triggers isn't a one-time effort, it's ongoing. The more you practice, the more resilient you become. Over time, triggers that once sent you spiraling lose their grip. You gain the power to respond with wisdom, not emotion. Resilient people aren't unfeeling. They're in control. They choose when to engage and when to let go. They protect their energy for what truly matters. Conclusion: From Trigger to Tranquil. Recognizing and neutralizing your emotional triggers is one of the most empowering skills you can develop. It transforms you from reactive to reflective, from fragile to resilient. The world will keep testing you, but with self-awareness and emotional control, you will stay calm, think smart, and lead yourself to better outcomes. Chapter 4. The Role of Breathing and Mindfulness in Smart Thinking. Introduction. Why your breath is the gateway to your mind. When life feels chaotic and overwhelming, people often look outward for solutions, advice from others, distractions, or quick fixes. Yet one of the most powerful tools to restore calm and clarity is always within your reach, your breath. Breathing and mindfulness are not just stress relief techniques. They are scientifically proven methods to enhance clear thinking, emotional control, and sound decision-making. In this chapter, we explore how mastering your breath and practicing mindfulness transforms your mind, helping you stay calm and think smart in any situation. The connection between breath and mind. Your breathing is intimately linked to your emotional and mental state. When you're anxious, your breath becomes shallow and fast. When you're calm, your breath slows and deepens. This is not a coincidence. It's biology. The breath sends constant signals to the brain, influencing whether you remain in fight or flight mode or shift into a state of relaxation and clarity. Calm breathing activates the parasympathetic nervous system, which slows your heart rate, reduces blood pressure, and calms the mind. This biological response helps quiet the amygdala, the part of your brain responsible for emotional reactions, and enhances the functioning of the prefrontal cortex, where rational thinking lives. Mindfulness, the art of present moment. Awareness. Mindfulness is the practice of bringing your full attention to the present moment, without judgment, without rushing, without getting lost in past regrets or future worries. It means observing your thoughts, feelings, and surroundings with clarity and acceptance. Mindfulness strengthens your ability to notice when your thoughts are drifting into overthinking or emotional spirals. It provides the mental space to pause, reflect, and choose your response deliberately rather than reactively. Through mindfulness, you learn to anchor yourself in what is real and controllable, the here and now. The science behind breathing and mindfulness. Research consistently shows that mindful breathing can reduce anxiety, sharpen focus, and improve emotional resilience. MRI scans reveal that regular mindfulness practice thickens the prefrontal cortex, the brain's center for decision-making, attention, and self-control, while shrinking the amygdala, reducing its power over you. Studies also show that even 10 minutes of mindful breathing a day can lower cortisol levels, enhance memory, and boost cognitive flexibility. This means you become less reactive and more adaptable, better equipped to solve problems, and more capable of maintaining inner peace under pressure. How breath and mindfulness help you think smart. 1. Create space between stimulus and response. Breathing mindfully slows you down. It gives you precious seconds to shift from automatic reaction to thoughtful response. This space allows your logical brain to catch up with your emotional impulses. 2. Restores balance. During emotional highs, when triggered or stressed, your breath can bring you back to center. A few deep breaths can halt the emotional hijack and return you to a state of calm where smart thinking becomes possible again. 3. Anchors you to reality. Mindfulness keeps your attention on what is real and happening now, preventing your mind from running wild with imagined scenarios or exaggerated fears. 4. Enhances focus and clarity. Regular mindfulness sharpens concentration. You become better at filtering out distractions, focusing on what matters, and making decisions from a place of clarity rather than chaos. Simple breathing techniques to stay calm and think smart. 1. Box breathing. 4-4-4-4. Inhale for 4 counts. Hold for 4 counts. Exhale for 4 counts. Hold for 4 counts. Repeat this for 2-5 minutes to reset your nervous system and regain calm. 2. Deep belly breathing. Place one hand on your chest and one on your belly. Breathe deeply so that your belly rises while your chest stays still. Exhale slowly. This grounds you in the present and soothes anxiety. 3, 4, 7, 8. Breathing for instant calm. Inhale for 4 counts. Hold for 7 counts. Exhale for 8 counts. This technique slows the heart rate, calms the mind, and prepares you for clear thinking. Mindfulness practices for everyday calm. 1. Mindful walking. Walk slowly and notice each step, the feel of the ground, the rhythm of your breath, and the sensations in your body. This simple practice pulls you out of your head and into the present. 2. Mindful listening. When someone speaks, listen fully. Notice their tone, words, and emotions without planning your response. This strengthens focus and reduces reactive thinking. 3. Mindfulness meditation. Sit quietly, close your eyes, and focus on your breath. When thoughts arise, acknowledge them without judgment and return to your breath. Even 5 minutes a day builds mental strength. 4. Single tasking. Focus on one task at a time with full attention. Whether eating, writing, or cleaning, immerse yourself fully. This practice enhances clarity, efficiency, and satisfaction. Real life example: the power of breath in crisis. Picture a firefighter entering a burning building. Amid chaos, fear, and noise, panic could take over. But trained professionals use controlled breathing to stay calm, think clearly, and make life-saving decisions. This isn't just bravery. It's the science of breath and mindfulness in action. Similarly, in everyday life, when you face conflict at work, a difficult conversation, or sudden bad news, your breath can be your anchor. A deep inhale, a slow exhale, and you reclaim your calm and clarity. Integrating breath and mindfulness into daily life. You don't need hours of meditation to benefit. Integrate small moments of mindful breathing throughout your day. Before meetings, after receiving stressful news, during transitions, home to work, work to home, before making decisions, when emotions rise unexpectedly. These micro moments build resilience and reinforce the habit of calm thinking. Conclusion: breath and mindfulness, your secret weapons. Your breath is always available. Mindfulness requires no tools, no cost, just intention. Together, they create a powerful defense against overthinking, emotional hijacks, and reactive decisions. They allow you to lead your mind rather than be led by your emotions. Mastering your breath and mindfulness doesn't just help you stay calm. It elevates the quality of every decision you make, every interaction you have, and every step you take toward your goals. Chapter 5: How to Stay Calm in High-Pressure Situations. Real-life examples. Pressure is inevitable. How you handle it defines you. Life doesn't come with a guarantee of smooth sailing. From job interviews to medical emergencies, from public speaking to financial setbacks, high-pressure situations are inevitable. Yet, what separates those who thrive from those who break down is not luck, intelligence, or talent. It's the ability to remain calm under pressure. In this chapter, we'll explore practical strategies and real-life examples that show exactly how calmness can be maintained when the heat is on. Why pressure breaks some people but strengthens others. Pressure doesn't create weakness. It exposes it. For some, high-pressure situations trigger panic, rash decisions, and emotional outbursts. For others, the same situations sharpen focus, clarify thinking, and bring out their best. The difference lies in preparation, mindset, and control over the inner dialogue. Biologically, pressure activates the same stress response as fear. Your heart races, adrenaline surges, and your brain looks for the fastest escape. But if you can regulate these responses, you keep access to the smartest parts of your mind, your logic, creativity, and problem-solving skills. Calm people don't avoid pressure. They manage it strategically. the mental habits of calm people under pressure. They anticipate pressure, not fear it. Calm individuals mentally rehearse tough situations. They prepare for challenges rather than hoping they won't come. This anticipation reduces shock and increases readiness. They control what they can, release what they can't. Instead of wasting energy on factors beyond control, they focus on their actions, thoughts, and behaviors. This anchors them amidst chaos. They slow things down. Pressure accelerates time, rushed decisions. Calm people deliberately slow their breathing, speech, and thoughts to regain control. They trust themselves. Self-confidence isn't arrogance. It's preparation meeting trust. Calm individuals know they've survived hard moments before, and they'll survive this one too. Real-life example. 1. The pilot who landed on the Hudson River. In 2009, Captain Chesley Sully Sullenberger safely landed a disabled passenger jet on the Hudson River after both engines failed. Under extreme pressure, he stayed calm, communicated clearly, and executed precise actions. His calm demeanor saved 155 lives. What made Sully different? Years of preparation, trust in his training, and the ability to stay grounded in reality, not fear, when the unexpected struck. His famous words after the incident reflect this mindset. "I was sure I could do it. I didn't waste time wondering if I could." Real-life example 2. A doctor in an emergency room. Emergency room doctors face life-or-death decisions daily. The calmest among them develop rituals to maintain composure. Deep breaths before entering a crisis. Structured thought processes for assessing patients. And strict mental focus on solutions, not panic. They understand that their calmness doesn't just help them think better. It saves lives. Real-life example 3. Athletes in high-stakes moments. Think of a tennis player serving for the championship. Their heart pounds, the crowd roars, millions are watching. Champions train not just their bodies, but their minds to stay in the present. They use breath control, focus rituals, and self-talk to drown out distractions. They don't deny the pressure. They rise above it. Techniques to stay calm in your own high-pressure moments. 1. Pre-frame the event. Instead of telling yourself, "This is going to be so stressful," say, "This is my opportunity to show my strength." Your mental framing sets the emotional tone. Use grounding techniques. When anxiety spikes, engage your senses. Feel your feet on the floor. Notice 5 things you can see. Listen for subtle sounds. This pulls your mind out of fear and back into the present. 3. Visualize success, not failure. Before a pressure-filled moment, close your eyes and imagine yourself succeeding. Calm, clear, and in control. Visualization trains your brain to believe in positive outcomes. 4. Focus on process, not outcome. Outcomes are uncertain. Process is controllable. Focus on doing your best in the moment. 1 question, 1 breath, 1 action at a time. 5. Slow your physiology. Breathe deeply and slowly. Speak slower. Move with intention. This calms your nervous system and keeps your brain functioning at its best. 6. Detach emotionally. Engage practically. See the situation as a challenge, not a personal attack. Detachment allows logic to guide you rather than fear or frustration. Common high-pressure scenarios and how to handle them. Job interviews. Pressure triggers self-doubt. Prepare thoroughly, visualize success, and remind yourself, it's a conversation, not a trial. Focus on connection, not perfection. Public speaking. Calm your body with breathwork. Reframe nerves as excitement. Focus on the audience's benefit, not your performance. Conflict resolution. Pause before responding. Ask clarifying questions. Keep tone even. Seek solutions, not victories. Financial stress. Avoid panic decisions. Break the problem into small steps. Seek advice. Make a plan. Act steadily. The role of experience in staying calm. Experience builds resilience. The more you face pressure and stay calm, the stronger you become. Think of it as mental muscle. Each time you remain steady, you train your brain to handle even greater challenges with confidence. Learning from failure without losing your calm. Even the calmest people fail sometimes. What sets them apart is their response. They analyze, learn, and move forward without dwelling on shame or regret. They treat failure as feedback, not as a reflection of their worth. Conclusion: calmness is courage in action. Staying calm under pressure isn't about ignoring fear or pretending to be fearless. It's about mastering yourself in the moments that matter most. When others lose their heads, you keep yours. When chaos rises, you become the eye of the storm. This calmness sharpens your thinking, protects your energy, and turns challenges into stepping stones towards success. Chapter 6: The Link Between Emotional Control and Better Decisions. Introduction. Why emotions cloud judgment? Your emotions are powerful. They drive passion, creativity, connection, and even survival instincts. However, when left unchecked, they can also sabotage your ability to think clearly and make wise decisions. Emotional control is not about denying feelings, but about managing them skillfully so that your decisions come from wisdom, not reaction. In this chapter, we'll explore the deep connection between emotional control and smarter decision-making, and how mastering your emotions allows you to lead your life with clarity and confidence. How emotions influence decision-making. Every decision you make, whether big or small, is influenced by your emotional state. When emotions are heightened, your brain's amygdala, responsible for survival instincts, becomes more active, while the prefrontal cortex, responsible for rational thinking, becomes less effective. This is why angry people say things they regret, and anxious people struggle to think clearly. Emotions. Color your perception. A small issue feels overwhelming when you're already stressed. A minor disagreement feels like betrayal when you're feeling insecure. Without emotional control, your brain exaggerates threats, downplays opportunities, and clouds logic. The key to better decisions is learning to recognize when emotions are speaking louder than reason, and then regaining balance before you act. The cost of poor emotional control. When emotions dominate, decisions often lead to regret. Consider these examples of poor emotional control. Impulse spending. Shopping to soothe sadness leads to financial regret. Emotional eating. Eating junk food to numb anxiety leads to health issues. Quitting in anger. Leaving a job or relationship in the heat of the moment leads to long-term consequences. Overreacting. Saying hurtful things during conflict damages trust and connection. These impulsive decisions feel right in the moment because emotions are loud. But later, when calm returns, regret often follows. The benefits of emotional control for smarter choices. 1. Clear thinking. When you manage your emotions, your mind stays clear and focused. You can evaluate facts, weigh pros and cons, and foresee potential outcomes with greater accuracy. 2. Better timing. Emotionally controlled individuals understand that timing matters. They know when to speak, act, or wait. Rash decisions are replaced with thoughtful ones. 3. Greater perspective. Emotional control allows you to see the bigger picture, not just the immediate discomfort. This perspective leads to wiser long-term choices. 4. Improved relationships. People trust and respect those who stay calm under pressure. Emotional control strengthens communication, diffuses conflicts, and builds trust. 5. Resilience in setbacks. Controlled emotions prevent you from crumbling under failure. Instead, you respond with curiosity, adaptability, and strategic thinking. The role of emotional intelligence in decision-making. Emotional intelligence, EQ, is the ability to understand, use, and manage your own emotions positively. High EQ individuals excel in self-awareness, recognizing emotional triggers before reacting, self-regulation, choosing responses aligned with values, not impulses, motivation, staying focused despite setbacks, empathy, understanding others' emotions, leading to better collaboration, social skills, managing relationships with calm, clarity, and respect. These skills lead directly to smarter, more thoughtful decisions. How to strengthen emotional control for better decisions. 1. Pause before reacting. When emotions flare, take a breath. Count to 10. Step outside if needed. This pause disrupts the automatic reaction and allows reason to re-engage. 2. Label your emotions accurately. Instead of saying, "I'm fine," identify the real emotion: frustration, disappointment, fear. Naming the feeling reduces its intensity and gives you power over it. 3. Ask yourself key questions. Am I reacting emotionally or responding thoughtfully? Will this matter in a week, a month, a year? What's the smartest, not the easiest, choice right now? These questions redirect your mind from emotion to logic. 4. Practice emotional regulation techniques. Breathing exercises calm the nervous system. Mindfulness meditation increases emotional awareness. Reframing techniques shift negative thoughts to constructive ones. Physical activity releases pent-up emotional energy. 5. Reflect on past lessons. Review times when emotions led you astray. What could you have done differently? Learning from these moments sharpens future decision-making. Real-life example. Leaders who control emotions make better choices. Consider a CEO facing a major crisis. Public criticism, financial setbacks, staff uncertainty. A reactive leader panics, makes hasty decisions, and communicates poorly, worsening the situation. A calm, emotionally controlled leader pauses, gathers facts, consults trusted advisors, and crafts a measured response. Over time, it's the latter who earns respect, loyalty, and success. History shows us that leaders, from presidents to generals, who manage emotions, make wiser decisions under pressure, steering their people through storms with steady hands. How emotional control protects against manipulation. Salespeople, marketers, and manipulators often exploit emotions to influence decisions. Urgency, scarcity, fear, and guilt are powerful tools. When you control your emotions, you see through these tactics. You pause, reflect, and make decisions from a place of strength, not manipulation. Emotional control builds mental armor, making you less susceptible to peer pressure, guilt trips, or emotional blackmail. The role of calmness in long-term success. Success isn't built on single moments of brilliance. It's built on thousands of small, smart decisions made consistently over time. Calm, controlled minds accumulate these decisions, creating steady progress. Emotional decisions lead to cycles of progress and setback, never achieving lasting success. Those who stay calm navigate life like skilled sailors, adjusting to winds, staying the course, and reaching their destination with patience and purpose. Conclusion: calm minds create better lives. When you master emotional control, you reclaim your power to make choices that align with your values, goals, and future. You stop living reactively and start living intentionally. In a world full of noise, distraction, and emotional manipulation, calm thinking is your competitive edge. Every wise decision strengthens your future. Every calm response shapes a smarter, more resilient you. Chapter 7: Practical Techniques to Train Your Mind for Calmness. Introduction. Calmness is not luck. It's training. Many people admire those who remain calm under pressure, but few understand that this calmness isn't natural for most. It's trained, practiced, and developed over time. Like building muscle at the gym, mental calmness requires deliberate effort, consistency, and the right techniques. In this chapter, you'll learn powerful, practical strategies to strengthen your mind, calm your emotions, and build the foundation for clear, rational thinking, no matter what life throws at you. Why you need to train your mind for calmness. The modern world bombards you with stress triggers, notifications, deadlines, traffic, news, social comparisons, and expectations. Without mental training, your brain reacts automatically, often with impatience, anxiety, or frustration. A trained calm mind doesn't just reduce stress. It enhances focus, sharpens decision-making, and helps you maintain inner peace even when your external world feels chaotic. Calmness is your mind's anchor. It keeps you steady through emotional storms, unexpected challenges, and moments of uncertainty. Core principles of training your mind for calmness. 1. Awareness comes first. You cannot change what you don't notice. Developing self-awareness is the foundation. Recognize when you're tense, agitated, or overwhelmed before it controls your actions. 2. Consistency beats intensity. Small, consistent practices build lasting calmness more effectively than occasional efforts. Think of it like watering a plant daily, not drowning it once a week. 3. Calm is a skill, not a trait. Anyone can learn calmness. It's not reserved for monks or meditation masters. Through practice, you can train your nervous system to respond, not react. Daily techniques to build mental calmness. 1. Mindful breathing practice, 5 minutes a day. Each morning or evening, sit quietly. Inhale deeply for 4 counts, hold for 4, exhale for 4, and pause for 4. This box breathing calms your nervous system and trains your brain to associate breath with relaxation. 2. Visualization for calm confidence. Spend a few minutes visualizing yourself handling stress calmly, whether it's a meeting, a difficult conversation, or an unexpected problem. This mental rehearsal strengthens neural pathways for calmness. 3. Gratitude reflection. At the start or end of your day, write down 3 things you're grateful for. Gratitude shifts focus from what's wrong to what's right, fostering inner peace and resilience. 4. Slow down your pace. Intentionally, practice speaking, walking, and eating more slowly throughout your day. This counters the rushed energy of modern life and grounds you in calm, deliberate action. Advanced techniques to deepen calmness. 1. Meditation for mental clarity. Start with 10 minutes a day. Focus on your breath, a mantra, or a peaceful image. When your mind wanders, gently bring it back. Meditation strengthens attention, reduces anxiety, and builds resilience to stress. 2. Progressive muscle relaxation. Tense and relax each muscle group, starting from your feet up to your head. This releases physical tension and signals your brain to relax mentally. 3. Journaling for emotional clarity. Write freely about your thoughts and feelings, especially when stressed. Journaling clears mental clutter and helps you process emotions without reacting impulsively. 4. Affirmations for inner strength. Create calming affirmations like, I am in control of my mind and my reactions. I meet challenges with calm and clarity. Repeat them daily to reprogram your subconscious with empowering beliefs. Habits that promote a calm lifestyle. 1. Digital boundaries. Limit notifications. Designate tech-free times. Constant digital noise increases anxiety and fragments focus. 2. Simplify your environment. Clutter creates mental chaos. A clean, organized space supports a calm, organized mind. 3. Prioritize sleep and rest. Exhaustion breeds irritability and poor decisions. Protect your sleep with a consistent routine, calming pre-bed rituals, and a screen-free wind-down period. 4. Nourish your body. Hydrate, eat balanced meals, and exercise regularly. Physical health and mental calmness are deeply connected. Mental exercises to strengthen calm, thinking in real time. 1. The 5-4-3-2-1 grounding technique. When overwhelmed, name 5 things you see, 4 things you feel, 3 things you hear, 2 things you smell, 1 thing you taste. This grounds you in the present, reducing anxiety and restoring calm. 2. Reframe negative thoughts. Shift from "this is unbearable" to "this is uncomfortable, but I can handle it." Reframing changes your emotional response to challenges. 3. The calm response script. Before reacting, silently repeat. Pause, breathe. Choose clarity over chaos. This resets your nervous system and prevents emotional overreactions. Real life example. Training calmness. Pays off. Imagine someone who used to panic in traffic, letting frustration ruin their day. Through consistent mindfulness, breathing exercises, and reframing thoughts, they now handle delays with acceptance and patience. Their commute is no longer a daily battle, but a practice of calm presence. The difference isn't the traffic, it's their trained response. The long-term benefits of training your mind for calmness. Better health. Lower stress improves heart health, immune function, and longevity. Stronger relationships. Calm responses. Deepen trust and communication. Greater success. Clear, composed minds make smarter decisions. Inner peace. Calmness allows you to enjoy life's moments fully, free from chronic worry or irritation. Conclusion? Calmness is your mental superpower. Calmness isn't passive. It's an active strength you build daily. It doesn't mean avoiding challenges or suppressing emotions. It means meeting life with resilience, clarity, and intention. Every breath, every mindful moment, every conscious choice strengthens your foundation. Over time, calmness becomes not just something you practice, but who you are. Chapter 8: How Successful People Think Clearly Under Stress. Introduction. Stress reveals character, not intelligence. Everyone faces stress. The difference between people who succeed and those who crumble is not found in their intelligence, resources, or luck. It's found in how they think under pressure. Successful people train their minds to stay calm and clear-headed, even in the face of chaos. This chapter will show you how high achievers manage their thinking under stress and how you can adopt these same strategies to protect your mental clarity and improve your outcomes. The myth: successful people don't feel stress. It's easy to look at successful individuals, CEOs, athletes, entrepreneurs, leaders, and assume they don't feel stress the way you do. The truth? They feel it. But they've learned not to let stress dictate their actions. They manage stress effectively by maintaining clarity, perspective, and discipline in their thinking. They know that clarity under stress is not a gift. It's a practiced habit. The stress response and how it affects thinking. When stress strikes, your brain's fight or flight system activates. This shifts blood flow away from your logical thinking center, the prefrontal cortex, to survival areas, the amygdala. As a result, your thinking narrows, your patience shortens, and your decision-making suffers. Successful people recognize these physical and mental shifts early. They interrupt the cycle before it hijacks their decisions. Core principles. Successful people follow to stay clear-headed under stress. 1. They focus on what they can control. Stress often comes from trying to control the uncontrollable, Successful individuals quickly separate what's within their power from what isn't. They act where they can make an impact and release the rest. 2. They slow down their responses. Stress urges you to react quickly, often poorly. High performers pause, breathe, and gather facts before speaking or acting. This short delay creates space for better decisions. 3. They simplify the problem. Under stress, complexity feels overwhelming. Successful people break big problems into smaller, manageable parts. They solve piece by piece, not all at once. 4. They maintain perspective. What feels like a disaster today often seems minor in hindsight. Successful individuals zoom out mentally. They ask, "Will this matter in a week, a month, a year?" This perspective calms panic and clarifies priorities. 5. They practice mental agility. Rigid minds break under pressure. Agile thinkers adapt. They look for alternatives, adjust plans quickly, and stay open to unexpected solutions. Mental habits that support clear thinking under stress. 1. Routine and structure. Routines reduce decision fatigue. Successful people often stick to consistent habits, morning rituals, scheduled breaks, end-of-day reflections that keep them grounded when external chaos rises. 2. Positive self-talk. Stress magnifies inner dialogue. High achievers monitor their thoughts, replacing panic with empowerment. They tell themselves, "I've handled tough situations before. I can handle this too." 3. Visualizing success, not failure. Visualization strengthens the mind. Successful people rehearse positive outcomes mentally, training their brains to focus on solutions rather than problems. 4. Boundaries to protect energy. They know when to step back, say no, and disconnect to protect their mental clarity. Boundaries are not weakness, they're strategy. Real-life examples of successful minds under stress. Elon Musk, decision-making amid chaos. Facing tight deadlines, technical failures, and public criticism, Musk remains focused on solutions, not drama. He breaks problems down, identifies the most urgent issue, and acts without emotional panic, clouding his thinking. Serena Williams, staying calm on the court. In the heat of competition, Serena maintains composure through breathing, body language control, and focused self-talk. Her clarity under pressure is a product of mental conditioning, not luck. Barack Obama, the power of detachment. During his presidency, Obama was known for his calm demeanor under global pressure. His method? Detach emotionally, seek diverse perspectives, simplify complex issues, and decide based on facts, not fear. How you can think clearly under stress. Step-by-step framework. Step 1. Recognize the stress response early. Notice your body. Tight chest, racing thoughts, shallow breath. This is your cue to pause, not push through blindly. Step 2. Breathe and ground yourself. Inhale deeply. Exhale slowly. Repeat. Anchor yourself in the present. Right now, I am safe. Right now, I am in control of my thoughts. Step 3. Identify the core problem. What is the true issue beneath the noise? Define it clearly. Often, clarity alone reduces stress by half. Step 4. Focus on immediate actions. What small practical step can you take right now? Action reduces anxiety and builds momentum. Step 5. Reframe the situation. Instead of "this is a disaster," think, "this is a challenge I am capable of overcoming." Your mindset shapes your reality. Tools successful people use to manage stress and maintain clarity. Journaling clears mental clutter and refocuses on priorities. Meditation trains the brain to observe thoughts without reacting. Physical exercise releases tension and resets mental energy. Time management systems organizes chaos into order. Mentorship support networks provides perspective and guidance. The long-term benefits of clear thinking under stress: better decisions, less regret, more progress, improved health, lower stress reduces physical strain, stronger relationships, calmness fosters trust and respect, greater resilience, each challenge strengthens your future self, increased success, clear minds create consistent results. Conclusion: stress is the test. Calmness is the answer. Clear thinking under stress isn't about perfection. It's about preparation, practice, and self-awareness. Successful people aren't free from fear or chaos. They've simply learned to lead their minds instead of being led by their emotions. You can do the same. Every stressful moment is an opportunity to strengthen your calm, sharpen your clarity, and build the kind of future only a steady mind can create. Chapter 9: Breaking Negative Thought Patterns for a Calmer Life. Introduction: Your thoughts shape your reality. Your mind is a powerful storyteller. Every day it runs an endless inner dialogue. Some thoughts empower you, others drain you. Often, without realizing it, people get trapped in negative thought patterns that fuel anxiety, anger, self-doubt, and overwhelm. These patterns sabotage calmness and make smart thinking nearly impossible. In this chapter, you'll learn how to identify, break, and replace negative thought loops so your mind becomes a source of peace and clarity, not chaos. What are negative thought patterns? Negative thought patterns are repetitive, unhelpful mental habits that distort reality and feed emotional distress. These thoughts often operate automatically, running beneath your awareness, shaping how you see yourself, others, and the world. Left unchecked, they create unnecessary stress, cloud your judgment, and make calm thinking feel impossible. Common negative thought patterns: catastrophizing, imagining the worst-case scenario for every situation. Example: if I make one mistake, I'll lose everything. All-or-nothing thinking, seeing things as black or white, success or failure, good or bad, with no middle ground. Example: if I'm not perfect, I'm a total failure. Mind reading: assuming you know what others are thinking, and it's always negative. Example: they probably think I'm incompetent. Overgeneralization: turning one negative event into a sweeping statement about your life. Example: I failed once, I'll fail every time. Emotional reasoning: believing something is true simply because you feel it strongly. Example: I feel anxious, so this situation must be dangerous. Self-criticism: a harsh inner voice constantly judging and doubting your worth. Example: I'll never be good enough no matter what I do. How negative thought patterns destroy calmness. These patterns keep your brain stuck in cycles of fear, doubt, and defensiveness. They trigger emotional reactions that lead to poor decisions, strained relationships, and chronic stress. Over time, your mind becomes wired for negativity, making it harder to see solutions, opportunities, or hope. A calm mind requires breaking these loops and creating space for rational, balanced thinking. The science behind thought patterns. Your brain is designed for efficiency. Repeated thoughts, whether positive or negative, become neural pathways. The more you think them, the stronger they get. Like carving a path through a forest, your brain follows the route it knows best. Negative thought patterns aren't destiny. They're habits. And like any habit, they can be changed through awareness, practice, and repetition. Step-by-step process to break negative thought patterns. Step 1. Identify your triggers. Notice when negativity spikes. Is it during work stress, social interactions, or when you're tired? Awareness of triggers is the first step to change. Step 2. Catch the thought. When negativity arises, pause. Ask yourself, what am I thinking right now? Write it down if needed. Clarity breaks the automatic loop. Step 3. Challenge the thought. Ask these questions. Is this thought 100% true? What's the evidence for and against it? Am I exaggerating or assuming? How would I view this if I were calm and rational? Step 4. Reframe the thought. Replace the negative with a balanced, realistic alternative. Instead of, I'll fail, try, I'm capable of learning and improving. One setback doesn't define me. Step 5. Repeat until it becomes habit. Your brain won't change overnight. Repeat this process daily. Over time, new, healthier thought patterns will replace the old. Practical tools to reinforce positive thinking. 1. Thought journaling. Write down negative thoughts, then challenge and reframe them on paper. This helps solidify rational thinking and exposes recurring patterns. 2. Affirmations. Create empowering statements to counter common negative beliefs. Repeat them daily until they feel natural. Examples: I am capable and resilient. I choose calm over chaos. Mistakes help me grow. 3. Gratitude practice. Shift your focus by listing things you're grateful for daily. Gratitude trains your brain to notice the positive, balancing out negativity. 4. Mindfulness meditation. Observe your thoughts without judgment. Learn to see them as passing clouds, not facts. This detachment weakens their hold on you. 5. Visualization. Imagine handling situations with calmness and clarity. This mental rehearsal builds confidence and rewires your expectations. Breaking negative patterns in real life. Examples. Example 1. Overcoming catastrophizing. Before a presentation, you think, if I mess up, my career is over. You pause, challenge it. Is that really true? Others make mistakes and succeed. You reframe. I've prepared well. I can handle this with confidence. You perform better, not because stress vanished, but because you broke the thought loop. Example 2. Escaping self-criticism. After receiving feedback, you think, I'm just not good enough. You recognize the pattern. Challenge it. One critique doesn't define my worth. You reframe. Feedback helps me grow. I'm improving every day. Your self-esteem remains intact, and your growth accelerates. How breaking negative thought patterns leads to calmness, reduces emotional reactivity, clearer thinking prevents emotional spirals, increases confidence, positive patterns build self-trust, enhances problem-solving, calm minds, see solutions, not just problems, improves relationships, less defensiveness, more understanding, strengthens resilience, challenges become lessons, not threats. Conclusion. Change your thoughts, change your life. Breaking negative thought patterns isn't about toxic positivity or ignoring reality. It's about creating mental habits that support calmness, clarity, and well-being. Your thoughts shape your emotions, which shape your actions, which shape your life. By reclaiming control over your mind, you reclaim control over your future. Every time you choose a calm, balanced thought over a negative spiral, you strengthen your inner peace and open the door to smarter, wiser living. Chapter 10. Creating a Calm Life Through Daily Routines and Habits. Introduction. Calmness is built in the small moments. Calmness isn't something you achieve once and keep forever. It's something you cultivate daily through the habits you build and the routines you follow. If you look at calm, balanced people, you'll notice they don't live chaotic, disorganized lives. They create structure, protect their peace, and prioritize routines that support clarity and calm thinking. In this final chapter, you'll learn how to design your life around simple, powerful habits that make staying calm not an occasional achievement, but your natural state of being. Why routines matter for a calm mind. Routines reduce decision fatigue, create stability, and give your mind predictable patterns to follow. Without them, every day becomes a string of reactive decisions, leading to stress, overwhelm, and emotional exhaustion. Calmness thrives in environments where chaos is minimized and intentions are clear. Think of routines as your daily mental hygiene. Just as you brush your teeth to prevent decay, routines prevent the buildup of mental clutter, anxiety, and overthinking. Morning routines that set the tone for calmness. How you start your day determines how you handle challenges later. A rushed, reactive morning leads to a rushed, reactive day. A calm, intentional morning creates mental space for clarity and focus. Elements of a calm morning routine. Wake up early, without screens. Start your day without immediately diving into notifications or news. Give yourself time to wake up peacefully. Practice mindful breathing or meditation, 5-10 minutes. Center your mind before the day begins. Calm breathing or meditation prepares your brain for patience and clarity. Stretch or light movement. Gentle physical activity awakens the body and reduces tension carried from sleep. Gratitude or intentions journal. Write down 3 things you're grateful for or your intentions for the day. This shifts your focus to positivity and purpose. Plan your day. Set priorities. Organize your tasks. Clarity reduces overwhelm and keeps your mind steady throughout the day. Workday habits that preserve calmness. Your work habits determine whether you stay calm and focused or spiral into distraction and stress. Key workday habits: single tasking over multitasking. Focus fully on one task at a time. Multitasking scatters your attention and increases mistakes. Scheduled breaks. Step away from screens every 60-90 minutes. Stretch, breathe, walk. This resets your energy and clarity. Mindful transitions. Pause between tasks to reset your focus. Don't rush from one thing to the next without a mental breath. Healthy boundaries. Respect work-life balance. End work at a set time. Protect your evenings from unnecessary obligations or digital noise. Evening routines to unwind and reset. How you close your day affects the quality of your rest and how you'll feel tomorrow. Evenings should prioritize calm, not more stimulation. Elements of a calm evening routine. Digital detox, 1 hour before bed. Put phones, laptops, and TV aside. Blue light disrupts sleep, and news or social media can agitate the mind. Reflect and release. Journal briefly about the day. What went well? What you learned? What you're letting go of? This clears mental clutter. Relaxing activities. Read, stretch, listen to calming music, or take a warm bath. Signal to your brain it's time to unwind. Consistent sleep schedule. Go to bed and wake up at the same time daily. Consistency strengthens your body's natural rhythms and promotes deeper rest. Weekend and weekly habits for long-term calm. Calmness isn't just built day to day. It benefits from longer-term habits that reduce stress and replenish your energy. Weekly habits. Declutter your space. A tidy environment reduces mental clutter and boosts clarity. Plan the week ahead. Review goals, appointments, and tasks. Clarity prevents overwhelm. Schedule rest and fun. Balance productivity with joy. Rest is productive when it protects your peace. Connect mindfully. Spend time with people who uplift you. Meaningful connections foster emotional calm. Review progress. Adjust goals. Reflection keeps you aligned and prevents small stresses from becoming crises. Lifestyle choices. that support a calm mind. Your habits extend beyond routines. They include how you treat your body, your mind, and your relationships. Physical health habits. Balanced nutrition. Fuel your body with foods that support stable energy and mood. Hydration. Water affects focus, energy, and emotional balance. Exercise. Movement clears stress and releases tension. Sleep hygiene. Protect your sleep like you protect your peace. Mental health habits. Mindfulness practices. Regular meditation or breathwork strengthens emotional resilience. Creative outlets. Hobbies, art, or nature walks restore mental clarity. Positive media. Consume books, podcasts, and content that inspire rather than agitate. Emotional health habits. Boundaries. Say no when needed. Protect your energy from toxic people and situations. Self-compassion. Treat yourself with the kindness you'd offer a friend. Perspective. Regularly remind yourself, not every problem deserves your peace. Creating your personal calm routine, a sample schedule. Morning. Wake early, breathe meditate, stretch walk, journal, gratitude intentions, plan your priorities. Midday, work with focus blocks, take breaks to reset mind and body, eat balanced, nourishing meals. Evening, digital detox, reflect and journal. Light reading or relaxation? Consistent bedtime. How small habits compound into a calm life. You don't need to overhaul your life overnight. Start small, one new habit, one routine shift. Over time, these actions compound. Calmness becomes your default, not your struggle. You'll find yourself less reactive, more centered, and clearer in thought and action. Consistency turns habits into identity. You're not just doing calm things, you're becoming a calm person. Conclusion. Calmness is a daily choice. Calm isn't a destination, it's a practice. Your routines either support your peace or undermine it. Build your days with intention. Protect your energy. Train your mind. Create environments where calm can thrive. Over time, this daily commitment leads to a life where clarity, peace, and confidence are your natural state. Calm isn't found. It's created. And now, you have the tools to create it every day.